Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And I am here with MCC Director of Institutional Advancement, Jolene Roop. We got, what's this?
Woohoo!
Getting ready for the thunder here.
That's right. Thank you.
That's your theme?
That's one of them.
Yeah, it's the thunder for MCC Athletics.
I just didn't see AC/DC down your playlist.
Well, you can only play short segments of it.
That's true. Yeah, I should probably start turning this down. I don't know how the loyalties and trademarks and all that stuff work. I'm not a lawyer.
Have you heard the classical version of it?
I don't think so.
There's two cellos.
Oh, I've heard about that one. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think I have.
That's pretty impressive.
And
they go at it.
Yeah. And where the strings are breaking and they're just going after it.
If you have not seen that or heard that, YouTube it.
Okay.
I will. Two cellos, thunderstruck.
Okay. Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
Little homework.
That's
right. Homework. Even on spring break.
And trying to make me feel at home. Thank you so much.
Again, here with Jolene Roop, MCC's Director of Institutional Advancement. We got about 12 minutes left on the show. So if you want to call in, have any questions about MCC, 785-537-1350. And we mentioned a couple of the events coming up, and we'll do a little recap of those before we go off air this morning. But another one that's coming up on Saturday, April 21st from 9 a.m. to noon, again at the Howie's Activity Center, Grandparenting, or the Heart of Grandparenting is the name of this event. And just give us a little more background on this one. Seems like a very special event.
Sure. Well, this is the first time for us to host a grandparent event. But it is true that MCC, our mission is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders. And we try and do that through a variety of different seminars and special events throughout the year. And this is one of them that we're going to be doing it for. More than about 30% of the population in the United States is a grandparent right now or is on their way to being a grandparent. And so we think that the topic is very vital and very key for all of us to at least consider attending. But even if you're not a grandparent yet, but you're going to be a grandparent and you want to be the best you can be, we encourage you to come and be a part of this on Saturday, April the 21st from 9 to noon. Today's grandparents are part of the family, and Dr. Ken Canfield is going to teach us about how to stay connected in this digital age. Really, no matter how old your grandchildren are, there are proven methods and ways that you can make a difference in their lives. And so in a very practical, short period of time, he's going to present to grandparents about the importance of their role and how they can actually make the most of that.
Looking at some of the topics that you'll have for this event, when grandparents become parents, long-distance grandparenting, and that one really sticks out to me in the topics. My grandparents, I still have my grandparents, both of them on my mom's side. They live in Ark City, Kansas, and you know that's about three and a half hours away from here, and it is hard for me to get away, and especially with just the nature of if you're
in work.
Especially if you're covering news. News doesn't care what your schedule is.
That's exactly right.
At all. So it's hard to get away and hard to get back home and see the grandparents and see the folks. So that one, when I was looking through this topic list, Jolene, long-distance parenting, that really kind of stuck out to me.
Right. Well, I always lived away from my grandparents as well. And it does take extra effort on the side of the grandparents as well as on the side of the grandkids to stay connected and to actually be a part of that. Dr. Canfield, he has basically studied the strength of family relationships and how basically as those go, so does the rest of the world, really, as our family relationships go. He's been an author and a researcher, and he's written lots of books. Some of his most popular ones are like Seven Secrets of Effective Fathers, Beside Every Great Dad. He actually co-authored that, Beside Every Great Dad, with the Dr. Judd Swihart, who is going to be a part of the event as well. He's a local guy that I'm sure everyone is familiar with. Both of these guys are grandparents themselves. They can speak from their own personal experience, and really very few grandparents, you were speaking of the long distance relationship, very few grandparents actually live in the town with their grandkids. And so it does take special organization and special planning to actually continue to be involved and to be able to influence your grandkids.
Very, very true. Like a lot of my friends, a lot of my friends here that I work with here at NBC, they'll tell me sometimes that it's like, yeah, I can go do that. I got lunch or dinner with my grandparents first, and I get a little jealous when I hear that because it's like they're in town and that's hard for me to do. And kind of along that, just more of these topics that are listed again on the Heart of Grandparenting. I guess you can call it a seminar.
Yes,
that MCC will be having on Saturday, April 21st. Again, I mentioned the long-distance grandparenting topic. That's one we were just talking about a little bit ago. Unique ways to stay connected. Celebrating family traditions is another topic. And another topic that also caught my eye a lot, the last one here listed, connecting in a digital age. And that is something where I wish my grandparents were. I know they never would be. There's no computer at their house. That's not what they're into whatsoever. They were first married in 1955.
Oh, yes.
And they're not going to get caught up on the computer age and Facebook and all those things anytime soon. But I wish they would, because it really is the easiest way for me to connect with a lot of folks back home is just, you know, pop into Facebook chat and those sort of things kind of on the go.
Well, and also to be able to just keep up on your pictures.
Sure.
And, you know, as mobile as this generation is, many grandparents, their grandkids that even are overseas. And so that gives them a chance to use Skype and to actually connect to where they can actually video chat with their grandkids.
Right. It's a very generational thing.
It is.
I'm of that millennial generation, which unfortunately I've learned over the past maybe month that I'm not the youngest generation anymore. I guess it's generation, is it Z? Is that what the next one is?
I think so.
I think it's Z. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I'm not the youngest generation. There's a younger generation. I'm still like trying to digest that. That's still kind of a weird thing to me.
That you're getting old.
I know. But if you're born after 1980, or I think 1977, I think there's a lot of debate on when that millennial timeline starts. But my generation's very much online, and it's like, you know, sometimes I wonder. It's like if you're the grandparents, if they're unsure of what your kid's up to, just friend them on Facebook. You'll find out what they're up to and what they're about.
That's so, exactly right. Yes.
Valuable seminar. Again, that's the Heart of Grandparenting that MCC will be hosting Saturday, April 21st, 9 a.m. to noon at the Howie's Activity Center. And there is a registration. So if you do want to register, get in contact with MCC,
Yes, assume. Please do. I mean, you can call Manhattan Christian College at 785-539-3571, or you can go online on our webpage, not our Facebook page, but that you could do as well. But our webpage is mccks.edu, and you can register not only for grandparenting, but you could also register for the Vision 360 event. If you, again, there is a registration fee for the grandparenting seminar, excuse me, but so you can register online. But the Vision 360 banquet is completely free. We just would like for you to RSVP and let us know how many are coming so that we can have the food count correct.
And with that, let's do a quick little recap of some of the events that we've mentioned in this hour of In Focus. Again, Jolene Roop, MCC's Director of Institutional Advancement, in studio with me. We first mentioned Vision 360, Friday, April 6th. And again, just a quick sentence or two on what that's about.
Right. Well, the Vision 360, it puts together the past, the present, and the future of the college. It is a one-stop event that gives you an overview about what MCC is doing and what they're going to do in the future. And we'd love to have you come and be a part of it and learn just more about the college.
Then on Wednesday, April 11th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., that's not necessarily a MCC-centric event, but you're hosting it at the Howie's Activity Center Business After Hours.
Right. Anyone who wants to come. Now, there's through the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, you will register for it. If you are a member, of course, you register for a lower price than if you're not a member of the chamber. But you are welcome to come and be a part of that. There'll be a light supper served between 5:30 and 7. And it is a come and go. You don't have to be there the entire time. And tour our building, tour our new facility that we have there.
And again, just finally, as we were just talking about the Heart of Grandparenting, again, that's Saturday, April 21st, 9 a.m. to noon at the Howie's Activity Center. Jolene, thanks so much for coming on with us.
And, thank you.
And maybe check out Star Wars Last Jedi at some point.
Okay.
Did you ever see episode one?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I saw many of them up until, you know, they started.
You see, we baby boomers own that Star Wars original stuff.
That's right. The first three are about the most that I've seen.
Well, that's a crucial three to see.
About the same here.
Right. Please contact.
But you can come away with this knowing that episode one, if you saw that, probably better than Last Jedi. That's a hot take.
Okay.
I'm going to get blown up on Twitter about it, I'm sure. But again, Jolene Roop, MCC's Director of Institutional Advancement, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having us.
If you missed any of this edition of In Focus, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, click On Demand, and you can we'll have that up a little bit later, definitely by this afternoon. You can go back and listen to that and hear my diatribe on the Last Jedi and all the things going on with MCC. There we go. I was about to play it too. Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
On the same wavelength there. Looking ahead a little bit, Thursday, Jack Alston, the executive director of Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, will be in, along with Adam McCaffrey, director of therapy and recovery services for Pawnee Mental Health, and Jordan Ingram, the therapist for Pawnee Mental Health. And Friday, we'll have RCPD in to close out this week of In Focus. See you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
And our programming side of things for the rest of the day, because we have K-State Baseball coming on the air at 11:30. We will preempt a portion of the Rush Limbaugh show. We'll have the first half hour, and then that will probably carry over into a good portion of the Dan Patrick show. So,
go Cats.
A little bit of Clark Howard. Well, all of Clark Howard coming up. And by the way, a special edition of Powercat Game Day from Atlanta, Georgia, will be at 6:30 tomorrow here on KMAN. Thanks, Brady. Thanks, Jolene. Good to see you. Have a good day.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too.